Ever find yourself in the grocery store just staring at like a totally empty shelf and just baffled? I bet a lot of us in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, especially, remember that from 2021 when it came to baby formula. I was like, what is going on? This is like a scene out of a movie or something. So today we are taking a deep dive into that baby formula shortage and, kind of surprisingly, the role that regulations played in all of it.
Regulations are, you know, we think about them, they're supposed to protect us.
Right.
And in many cases, they do.
Of course.
But they can sometimes have these really unintended consequences and not necessarily work out the way that people hoped they would.
Exactly. And the source that we're looking at today is a video from Mrs. Media called The Baby Formula Shortage and Regulations. And they actually start off with this like kind of crazy story about how back in 2019, the FDA seized a shipment of perfectly good German baby formula.
Yeah, it was a company called Hip, and it was German baby formula. I think it was organic.
Okay.
And it was actually seized
Wow.
because the label didn't explicitly say low iron, even though the iron content was right there in the nutritional information.
So like they're really like splitting hairs here, it
Yeah.
sounds like. Talk about bureaucracy gone
Yep,
wild.
it really is.
But okay, so that's crazy enough, but here's where things get even more interesting. The video goes on to explain how this kind of hyper focus on, specific wording on a label can actually benefit big companies like Abbott Nutrition.
Yeah, the makers of Similac.
Yeah, the maker of Similac.
And it's this concept called a regulatory capture, where these big companies will actually lobby for regulations that sound good on the surface. They're for the consumer, but what it really does is it stifles competition and allows them to kind of dominate the market.
Wait, so you're saying that these big companies are actually pushing for regulations that make it harder for their competition?
Oh yeah.
That's mind-blowing.
It happens all the time.
Okay, so how does this all tie back to the shortage then?
So if you don't have a lot of competition and everyone's reliant on just a few big suppliers, any disruption to that supply chain can have like huge consequences. And that's exactly what happened in 2021. There was a big Similac contamination scare. One of their factories got shut down and boom,
Massive shortage.
huge shortage.
So then, because of all these regulations in place, then it was like almost impossible to import formula from other countries
Yeah.
to like fill that gap.
Right. And if you remember, there was that 17.5% tariff on imported baby formula during the shortage.
Oh,
So it's like they're making it even harder for people to get what they need,
right.
when they need it.
So these regulations, were they actually making us more vulnerable in the end?
Potentially.
That's crazy. And then, like, to add insult to injury,
Yeah.
the FDA actually urged people to buy the very formula that was making babies
I
sick.
know. What? Can you believe that? It really makes you question, like, how effective regulations are, at actually protecting us, especially when they limit our choices and make us so dependent on just like one source.
Yeah, I mean, I remember back in 2021, I had friends who were like driving all over the place trying to find formula for their babies. And it was really a stressful time for a lot of people.
I mean, those empty shelves, it was like a real wake-up call, I think, for a lot of us, especially, here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. It made us realize how vulnerable we are, when there's limited competition and choice. And that's even for something, as essential as baby formula, for goodness sake. It really makes you think about all the different things that we kind of take for granted when you think about, supply chains and how it all works.
Yeah, for sure.
So what can we do about it?
Well, I think one thing we can all do is start asking questions.
Like who benefits from these regulations? Are they really serving the needs of consumers? And are there alternative solutions that might actually foster more competition and more choice?
Right, because that seems to be the big issue here,
Right.
is that we're just so reliant on, like, these big companies
Yeah.
that if something happens, then we're all kind of stuck, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's a lot to think about, but I think these are important conversations to have, especially, here in our local community.
Yeah.
So what do you think, listeners? We would love to hear your thoughts on this. Share your thoughts on our social media. And if you're finding value in our mission to empower our community, consider supporting us with a donation at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
We appreciate your
We
support.
appreciate your support.